So we need to enter into the record the annual settlement. And then I'm trying to find the statute verbiage. You've got four statutes in the back here. Sorry. Thanks.
I think it falls under 139, 190.
139, 160?
160, yeah.
Yep, here it is, okay. No, 139, 190, you're right. Okay. You guys have any questions?
I have none.
Move to accept and enter into the record the annual settlement of Monocope, collector of Taney County, and certify that the county clerk shall immediately, and order the county clerk shall immediately certify immediately the amounts of the director to the director of revenue. Goodness.
You got it.
Second.
Sound like Shane over here trying to make a motion.
Tongue tied.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
What you give for that certification?
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I know paybacks are not going to be fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike, and we do appreciate you. Next, we have the approval of SB 190 applications. With us this morning, we have our Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. We have before you this week's list of applicants. I emailed you the collector has recommended.
Correct. Yep, and then we have a recommendation list in front of us would be to recommend applications 731 through 831 and to deny applications 832 through 835.
Okay. So if we – typically we make a motion, like we'll label this Exhibit A and approve Exhibit A. In Exhibit A, the recommendation is to decline those four.
Yep.
So my question is can we still label Exhibit A and just move to approve Exhibit A that automatically gets rid of the ones declined?
I feel
or
that
do you want it
with the exhibit including the decline notes on the end, I feel that is the intention.
Or based on their recommendation. I mean, we can say based on the recommendation.
Okay.
Is that, that's fine. Is that good with you? Okay.
And then I will send those denial letters.
Okay. I mean, we can get more specific if you want.
No, it's fine.
I had a hard time with that last motion. Are you guys good with that? Today's the 17th?
Today is. March 17th, 2025.
Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date, 3/17/2025, with recommendations.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Our next order of
We're all having a hard time. Shane Wallen is not having a hard time, actually.
Next, we have court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from our Taney County Clerk's Office.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
First, we'll start with the erroneous assessments. We have one in front of us. It'd be abatement number 214062 for an erroneous assessment. It appears that the property was destroyed by fire. We have the supporting documentation enclosed.
Label Exhibit B of today's date.
Please.
Move to approve Exhibit B. Golly. Dated 3/17/2025.
Second.
I have a motion second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's what I get for making fun.
It happens. Next, we have the real estate paid abatements. It'd be abatement number 214061 and 214063. The first one would be for the one that we just approved as an erroneous assessment.
Residential to commercial?
Correct. Yeah, on the secondary one, which would be 214063.
Label Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C with today's date, March 17, 2025.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I do have a question for court orders.
Uh-huh.
This may be for Ms. Spencer. Do you know, on court orders, if, I forget, how does the process start? Does it start in, it starts with the assessor? So it starts in the assessor's office, then gets presented to you, and then you process it, puts it before us. And that is based on either erroneous assessment, what other prepaid, I mean, what are the other court orders that we can do?
There's clerical errors.
Clerical errors. Okay. Is the process, if there's going to be a lot of changes, which I feel like there's going to be a lot of changes after September, is it easier for your office to handle Board of Equalization motions, or is it easier to handle court orders? What is less time and less
labor intensive
for your office and for the other offices involved?
Well, DOE orders must be made, through, as you know, through the Board of Equalization in July.
Correct.
And then court orders.
Do you mind coming to the microphone? I'm sorry.
Any adjustments made by the Board of Equalization are processed and entered in July. They have to all be done by the end of July before we can report the post-BOE valuations to all the entities in the county. They then use those for their levy creation. Court orders, real estate court orders, while the books are in our possession, real estate court orders cannot be made until we are done with the books, which usually is end of September, October, and then those adjustments or court orders can be made at that time. Does that answer your question?
For the process, my question to you is what is less labor intensive and less usage of resources in your office and the other offices? Board of Equalization changes or court orders?
Board of Equalization changes tend to take more in that month, especially depending upon how many hearings we have and the types of motions that are made. But court orders generally don't take too much time. It's just when they fall, really, and how many there are. I mean,
what if it's an equal number? I have a feeling that there's going to be some things corrected. It's either going to happen during Board of Equalization or it's going to happen after the fact with court orders. So my question to you is when would you like to see those corrections made? Because corrections, my understanding, probably will be made.
If you're talking September.
I'm talking what is easiest for your office.
It varies. I mean, it just depends on what it is. It depends on when it is. That is a difficult question to answer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We take it as it comes and do what we need to.
I'm fine.
Am I missing?
I
don't think you're missing anything. Again, there's going to, from what we understand, there are some things that's happening that is not necessarily agreed upon. And so we're just trying to figure out how to correct that to make sure it doesn't cause a lot of work for other offices.
Understood, and I greatly appreciate that.
So we're trying to be sensitive to all offices involved, which I'm assuming would be assessor, clerk, and collector. And so we are seeking guidance on, is court orders the best way to handle those, or is it a different way that's better to handle those?
Understood. Understood.
And if you need to think about it and get back with us, let us know, please.
Also depends on what we're doing. Right now, we don't have an August or November election. So, you know, we have more time, supposedly, this year. But, okay. Yes, I will think about it and get back to you on that.
Sounds good. I will not ask you that question because I won't put you in that position.
Like I said, we just take it as it comes and do our best.
Yep. Sounds good.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a roundtable at 9:30 upstairs. I have 9:43 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.